This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. eHealth Radio gives you the most current health information, news, and advice featuring some of the leading innovators in healthcare and wellness who are changing healthcare as we know it. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. Today we're speaking with Dr. Mark Hedrick, the president and CEO at Plus Therapeutics, which is a clinical stage pharmaceutical company focused on making a positive impact on patients' lives and adding value to the healthcare system. And Dr. Hedrick, thanks for joining us here today on eHealth Radio.
Hey, nice to talk to you, Eric.
Yeah, nice to have you with us and looking forward to getting some details here on Plus Therapeutics. So what is Plus Therapeutics and what is its overall mission?
Well, we're an oncology company, but we like to treat the untreatable. So there are a number of cancers out there that are the toughest nuts to crack in oncology. They're unsolved problems. Maybe there's some therapies for it, but they're not particularly good. And so we like those really difficult challenges. And to treat those tough problems, you need to take those problems and develop unique solutions. So we like developing unique solutions for the toughest cancers out there.
Also, Dr. Hedrick, if you would, and I'd be curious, tell us about your background and what brought you to Plus Therapeutics.
Yeah, I'm a surgeon, Eric. I was focused on craniofacial and pediatric surgery. I was an academic doctor at UCLA and left to start a company that over time it provided the basis for what's now ultimately Plus Therapeutics. So I'm a practicing doctor, a research doctor, and then kind of just more recently have, I would say over the last 20 years, so not so recent, but have been on the drug development and business side. And even though I'm not an oncologist, I've been a general surgeon, been a plastic surgeon, been a vascular surgeon over my career, and have a pretty broad appreciation for cancers, where they occur, how difficult they are to treat. I've taken care of a lot of cancer patients over the years as a doctor, and now we're just trying to do that same thing, take care of patients, but on the drug development side.
Well, Dr. Hedrick, we certainly are appreciative of what you do in the space and for all that you do, and again, for joining us here today. Now, another question for you. What is rhenium nanoliposome or RNL, and how is it delivered to cancerous brain tumors?
Well, it kind of gets back to our corporate DNA and who we are as a company. We like big problems, untreatable cancers. And to go after those, you need unique drug designs. And we actually use a massively potent rare radiotherapeutic as our core drug. And that's really unique to us. And so why is that unique? Well, first of all, the drug, the active agent, the drug's made in a nuclear reactor. There's not a lot of those out there. That radioisotope that's put into the nuclear reactor that makes the source of the radiation to treat the cancer is actually a rare earth metal. It's incredibly rare, found in the earth's core. It's actually mined. And then we don't deliver this drug by an old-fashioned injection. We actually use something called convection, C-O-N, convection. And what that is that rather than give the patient a pill or an injection, we actually do a very minimally invasive operation, put a catheter or multiple catheters directly into the tumor and convect the drug directly into the tumor, which means infuse it over time. And so by doing that, we also only need to do it once. It goes past the blood-brain barrier, which often fouls up a lot of drugs that are trying to get in to treat the brain or the central nervous system. We bypass those, go right into the tumor, and it stays in the tumor based on the way we formulate the drug for weeks. So single administration directly to the tumor, stays there for weeks. And because we put it right where it's supposed to go, there are no systemic toxicities. At least we haven't seen them yet with this particular drug. So it has a number of very unique attributes. And just kind of in summary, and you mentioned it, the drug is called rhenium nanoliposomes. It contains this high-energy isotope called rhenium-186. It's made in a nuclear reactor that's formulated in a lipid sphere of about 100 nanometers and put directly into the brain tumor.
That is a fine explanation on how that works. Really appreciate that today. We are with Dr. Mark Hedrick, President and CEO at Plus Therapeutics, which is a clinical stage pharmaceutical company focused on making a positive impact on patients' lives and adding value to the healthcare system. And he's joined us here today on eHealth Radio's Cancer Information and Health News channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Now, continuing on, how could RNL help advance current treatment options for GBM, and why is this important for patients?
Well, GBM, or glioblastoma multiforme, as it's often called, is essentially highly aggressive brain cancer. And it's a rare disease, but it's not so rare that just about everybody knows somebody that's had it or a friend of a friend that's had it. So it affects nearly everybody in that sort of way, but it's only about 12,000-13,000 patients that have it every year. The problem is the five-year survival rate is incredibly low, and this is one of those cancers that doesn't metastasize or move to the different organs or tissues of the body outside the brain. It stays in the brain, but it's sort of like a weed in that it is very difficult to clean it all out surgically, and radiation is probably the best treatment for it. Drugs are not so good, but once you think you've removed it, it essentially almost always comes back. And we actually, with our RNL-186, the rhenium nanoliposomes drug, we started investigating that drug for FDA approval by looking at those patients after they've recurred. So as I mentioned, essentially everybody gets it, recurs, and then we go after those patients after they recur, and we give them a single administration directly into the tumor of RNL, and then we're in a trial, which I'll talk about in a moment, but we're currently in a phase one clinical trial that I think is winding down, and we're getting ready to go to the next step of development.
Now, Dr. Hedrick, do you think most people understand radiation and its potential benefits as a cancer therapy? Talk to us about that.
You know, that's a good point. I mean, there are many cancers that are cured with radiation, and so it is a very potent way to kill cancer. And it takes advantage of the fact that cancer cells tend to be outgrowing all of the other normal cells of the body, and radiation targets those cells that are replicating themselves or mitosing the most rapidly. The problem with radiation, and when we typically think about it, we think of something called external beam irradiation, where a probe is put on the skin somewhere and moved around, and it blasts through the skin, through the normal tissues, and hits the tumor. But you also get chronic injury to those normal tissues. But it is a very good cancer killer if you can keep it away from the normal things. That's why it's so commonly used in a variety of cancers. And it just so happens in brain cancer, it's probably better than anything else we have in our armamentarium right now. But it's done where it's blasted through the skin, the bone, the normal brain, and through the tumor, and then out the other side, which is not optimal. And where RNL is so unique and beneficial in that way is, unlike external beam, we avoid the external normal tissues. We go right to the tumor, and the radiation essentially stays in the tumor. And we have not seen in our clinical trial any dose-limiting toxicities related to that drug. And furthermore, with radiation in the treatment of recurrent brain cancer, recurrent GBM, which is what we're treating currently, the maximum radiation you can give patients is measured in something called gray. You can give these patients about 35 gray of radiation. In our clinical trial, we have now treated, I think the maximum patient was 740 gray. So we're about 20 times the normal radiation. And with external beam, it's given in a fractionated way, which means it's given over many, many days. You, if you're giving a patient 35 gray, you might give them 1 to 2 gray a day, and they come back to the hospital, 5 days a week for multiple weeks to get this. We're giving 20 times that in a single treatment with RNO.
Certainly do appreciate all this insight and information here, Dr. Hedrick. Much appreciated. Now, what do you think is the most common misconception that people hold about radiation as a cancer treatment?
I think it's really that it's not targeted. It's invisible. You don't see it. You go into these rooms to get it that are often kind of overwhelming for a poor patient that's got cancer and is worried about so many things, including getting cured of this horrible disease. And you go into these facilities, it's invisible, but you see the effects of it over time if you get enough of the irradiation. And typically the radiation doesn't treat the metastases. So most cancers metastasize to different areas or move to different areas of the body. Like a melanoma might go from the skin to the lung, for example, or from the skin to the brain. Brain cancer, particularly glioblastoma, tends to stay where it is. So I think people might worry about it not treating metastatic disease, which is often true, and they're worried about the side effects, or it's invisible, they don't see it, so it's maybe in question what was really done there, but until you see the side effects. So I think there is some ambiguity with it, but to deliver the kinds of doses that you need to obliterate a cancer, really make an overall survival benefit to glioblastoma patients, or perhaps even cure them, you have to give them doses that you can't currently give them with any other technology other than ours. The ability to give several hundred gray of radiation without hitting the other tissues is really unheard of.
Again, we really appreciate all you do in this space and for taking a moment to be with us here today on behalf of Plus Therapeutics. Lastly, what's next for Plus Therapeutics? Anything we should be aware of? And is Plus developing other investigational candidates as part of its broader pipeline?
Good question, Eric. So we actually have 4 drugs under development. 3 are in the clinic. Our lead focus is the area of radiotherapeutics. But why radiotherapeutics? Well, first of all, as mentioned, they're incredibly potent, uniquely potent drugs. Radiation works for cancer. The key thing is targeting. So we're trying to build a pipeline out of targeted radiotherapeutics that can overwhelm a cancer, kill it in a focused, targeted way, and minimize the risk to the normal tissues of the body. So one way we can target it is with something called convection-enhanced delivery, which is how we deliver RNL directly to the brain. But there are other ways that we can target radioisotopes like rhenium to tumors, and that can include molecular-based targeting systems where you attach the radioisotope to a specific molecule that goes to it only to a tumor or only to an abnormal location, not the normal tissues. There are more innovative ways of delivering radioisotopes through blood vessels, such as angiography and embolization and so forth. So in terms of the company's pipeline development, we're focused on targeted radiotherapeutics, and we think that there's a real growing interest out there right now in this space because some of the limitations of chemotherapeutics and some of the standard therapy. So we think there's enormous opportunity to fulfill our mission, which is to tackle some of man's biggest cancers, man's unsolved problems, treat the untreatable cancers that are out there.
Dr. Hedrick, really appreciate all the insight and information shared here today. Can't thank you enough. And if listeners wanted to get more information on Plus Therapeutics online, where's the best place to do so?
We're on all the typical social media channels, Eric. Our website is plustherapeutics.com. We're a public company traded in the U.S. under the NASDAQ market with the ticker PSTV. So it's easy to contact us and invite people that are interested in the company and what we're doing to contact us, or patients that might be interested in clinical trials also to contact us, and we can put you in contact with the doctors that are doing the investigations related to our products.
Again, listeners, for more information, visit plustherapeutics.com. Dr. Hedrick, all the best. Thanks so much for joining us here today on eHealth Radio.
Thank you, Eric.
And you're certainly more than welcome. We've been speaking with Dr. Mark Hedrick, President and CEO at Plus Therapeutics, which is a clinical stage pharmaceutical company. And for all the details, visit plustherapeutics.com. And again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.